How's it going, everyone? So Mike Winger put out this video, and it seems like the intent behind it is to make people doubt their own salvation if they fall under a particular category of sin. And you can see for yourself what I'm talking about. I'll play a segment of it here in a moment. But to me, this video demonstrates that Winger doesn't understand the gospel at all.
Ephesians 5:5 says that the sexually immoral will have no place in the kingdom of God. Yet later Ephesians says we're saved through grace, through faith. Is this contradicting? So, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm going to tell you, I don't think it's contradicting. Let's read Ephesians 5:5. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Yeah, but weren't a lot of the Ephesians in the church, didn't they do that stuff? How do you reconcile this with how you're saved? By grace. You reconcile it by saying, look, even if you're a sexually immoral person, you are not saved by stopping your sexual immorality. But if you are saved, you are indwelt with the Spirit, and God does a work in your heart. You have genuine belief in Jesus, a real attitude for his lordship, and a work of the Holy Spirit in your heart. You're not going to just continue in the same sin to the same degrees.
He talks about also this term, he uses this term fuzzy zone, which that is not found in Scripture anywhere. I don't know what the hell that means. But let's talk about Ephesians 5:5 for a moment here. I'll read it for you in an actual Bible. The Bible says, "For this you know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." So what the Bible is saying here is that those who are a whoremonger or a covetous man who is an idolater, unclean, basically people who fall in these categories are not going to go to heaven. To that I say, amen. That's true. A passage like this is no different than Revelation 21:8, which says, "All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." All of us have lied at least once in our lifetime, and so that would make us all sinners, and so we deserve to go to hell. If you fall into that category or one of the categories brought up in Ephesians 5:5, there's other passages like this with a list of sins, and it says those people aren't going to go to heaven, they'll end up in hell. If you fall into one of those categories, all that does is underscore the importance of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ to get saved. When I go out soul winning, I read Revelation 21:8 every time just to demonstrate that, hey, we're all sinners deserving of hell, and we need a Savior. Those who fall into the Ephesians 5:5 category, they need to believe on Christ to be saved. There's also another dimension to this that Winger completely omits from his video, which is the distinction between the flesh and the spirit. The part of me that is going to heaven is sinless. It's not a liar. Has never committed sin ever. It is a sinless, regenerated spirit, the new man that will end up in heaven. My flesh will just go into the ground, and my flesh will be regenerated at the future resurrection, which comes, you know, when the Lord Jesus Christ returns for the second coming of Christ. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 7 and verse 18, "For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." So in my flesh there is no good thing. That's where sin emanates from, and my flesh is not going to heaven. It's my regenerated spirit that actually, you know, will end up going to heaven. That's the part of me that is sinless and doesn't fall under any of the Ephesians 5:5 or Revelation 21:8 or any of those other categories that Scripture brings up.
I think that my own understanding of this theologically is this, for you to consider. Consider two clear categories and then two fuzzy categories of people. A Christian who's clearly a Christian. As far as you can tell, you have real strong reason to believe they're Christians. An unsaved person who's clearly unsaved. Okay, you've got them. Then you have these other categories where you've got like a person who claims to be a Christian, but they're really not saved. And then there's a person who claims to be a Christian, they're saved, but you can barely tell, right? Like they're in that fuzzy zone. Now, am I saying that your sin made you unsaved? No, I'm saying your sin reveals that your claim to believe in Jesus is not genuine. You don't have real faith. So there's this fuzzy zone where Paul just warns people. He goes, hey, look, if you're in this zone, like you're in the scary zone, get over here where your life is clearly in Christ, because you're scaring me. A lot of pastors feel compelled to tell everybody who's even remotely in this group that they're all saved. And this is very heartwarming, and I feel the compulsion. I want to tell you that, but I don't think it's biblically true. I think it's okay to be a little scared sometimes because your lifestyle is contradicting your claims of faith and go, yeah, I need to get serious about Jesus.
Mike Winger evidently doesn't understand the old man versus the new man. And if he does, he's deliberately misleading his audience. And I think it's a wicked video that he put out, because the intent behind it clearly is to make people believe they may not really be saved, or that they're in a fuzzy zone. Well, you know what? The Bible never uses that term ever. 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." So you're either saved or you're not, right? There isn't like this weird fuzzy zone. John 3:18 says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." 3:36, it says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." You've either believed or you have not believed. If you believed, you have eternal life, present tense. If you have not believed, then you're on your way to hell. You will go to hell when you die unless you repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, I mean turn from unbelief to belief when I use that word. But this video that Winger brings up, or that he put out rather, it just goes to show you that he doesn't understand the Bible. He doesn't understand the gospel. He struggles to reconcile Ephesians 5:5 with salvation by grace through faith because of the fact that he just clearly doesn't believe, evidently, that salvation even is by faith. You know, Ephesians chapter 4 brings up the old man and the new man, and it says that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So it's a commandment of God to put on the new man. The Bible says, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." We're commanded to put on the new man. We're commanded to walk in the Spirit. And if you do that, well, obviously, you'll be doing things that are good. You know, you'll be exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit. And against such there is no law, the Bible says. But no one does that all the time, right? It's a constant struggle. Now, the Bible says, "Abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." So we're fighting, in a sense, against ourselves every day. It's a constant struggle in the Christian life, the flesh versus the spirit. And just because an individual happens to be walking in the flesh perhaps all the time or most of the time, that doesn't mean they're not really saved. It just means they're not utilizing the Spirit inside them, and they're not walking in that Spirit at all. Mike Winger's video, in my mind, is wicked as hell. Its intention is to make people doubt their salvation or feel like they're in an in-between zone or something like that, where they may not be saved. And I'm here to tell you, there is no such thing as a fuzzy zone. You're either saved or you're not. You've either believed on the Lord Jesus Christ or you haven't. And if you've believed on Christ, the Bible says, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." If you've believed, you are righteous. You have the imputed righteousness of Christ. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You have everlasting life. You will end up going to heaven no matter what. Mike Winger is wrong. 1 John 3 says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." You're a son of God right now. There's no in-between. There's no maybe about it. You can have certainty. You can know, 1 John chapter 5, that you have eternal life. So that's all I have for this video. Obviously, Mike Winger is teaching heresy in that clip. And just beware of these YouTube teachers out there who they want to present themselves as experts or something like that when they don't even understand basic doctrine like salvation. And it's just too bad, because a lot of people are going to get deceived by that video, and many will walk away doubting their own salvation or even believing that salvation requires works, requires a turning from sin, requires you, not to commit specific sins, that maybe Jesus won't save you if you're a fornicator or something like that, even though 1 Corinthians 5 literally refers to a fornicator who committed that sin with his dead father's wife, and yet the Bible says he's saved. His spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus, direct quote. So, you know, just make sure you actually appeal to Scripture when it comes to these issues, and don't be led astray by these wicked YouTube personalities who have no idea what they're talking about. There is no fuzzy zone. You're either saved or you're not.